This is the 4J Super Insights Podcast, featuring conversation with Eugene School District 4J Superintendent Dr. Andy Dye.
Hello, everybody. I'm Eugene School District 4J Superintendent Andy Dye, and welcome to the Super Insights Podcast. In today's show, we're talking to the teacher on special assignment and a student from the Center for Applied Learning and Community Impact, or CALSI. Andy, Oliver, you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. Oliver, why don't you go first?
I'm Oliver, a senior at South Eugene High School, currently working in the Creative Current 4J Design Studio.
I'm Andy Hawk. I'm the 4J Specialist for Project-Based Learning and Community Impact.
Nice. Hey, thanks for being here. I know your days are busy, but this is going to be fun. So CALSI is so new. CALSI, the Center for Applied Learning and Community Impact. It's so new that many people might not even know what it's all about. And Andy, can you share what you'd like people to know about CALSI?
Yeah, absolutely. So CALSI is, you know, kind of depending on how you do the timing, is about a year and a half old right now. And we just got into our space in September. We support all 21 of the site-based career technical education programs in the school district. So that's programs like culinary and manufacturing, wood shops, health occupations, the programs that are designed to help students make the transition into the careers. But we're also really excited to have launched two programs already that students from any of the four high schools can access. And we're working on designing more programs like that because we really believe that your address shouldn't determine which career pathways you have a chance to explore while you're in high school. So we're trying to expand those opportunities for students throughout the district.
Nice. Thank you. And Oliver, you said you were a senior at South. Is that right?
Yes.
And then you're in Creative Currents. How did you get involved and what does it mean when you say you're involved in Creative Currents?
Going into my senior year, I was going down the graphic design CDE pathway. And right before the school started, my counselor got in touch with me and let me know about this exciting new program, the 4J Design Studio.
What do you do as part of Creative Current?
Creative Current is the design studio that me and several other students run. We do professional design work like branding, graphic design, video production, and we do a variety of other things to help other local nonprofit organizations.
Nice. What are some of the nonprofits or organizations that you've worked with? Where could we see your work?
Currently, we're working with Lucky Paws, a pet adoption organization. We're currently diving into branding and redesigning their identity, helping them out with their website, their logo, their social media, completely revamping their identity and helping to get their name out there.
And Andy, you gave us your title, and what does that actually mean? What role do you play with students and organizations that CALSI works with?
Career technical education across the district, all those teachers are really like a department of one. You know, at each of their schools, they are responsible for designing curriculum, for making really special opportunities happen. Often it involves a lot of technology. So at CALSI, we put a lot of energy and effort into making sure those teachers have what they need to be successful. Along with that, we are trying to be really intentional about how we design these new programs. They're really special programs. Each of these programs is a half day of a student's schedule. So they're there for a long time. And the programs integrate core academic subjects along with their career technical education. So all of our programs are team taught. So we've really been thinking hard over at CALSI about what the best way to deliver that kind of instruction is. And that's really where my background as a project-based learning expert from 19 years of being first a theater teacher and then working in Springfield at the Academy of Arts and Academics, which is a project-based high school, come into play. Right now, working on a really exciting project to design a learning framework that we're going to use to deliver all of the curriculum at CALSI, consulting with the Stanford Design School to help us design a protocol for learning that really encompasses not only the steps of doing a project, but what it means to collaborate at a high level and what it means to bring our best selves to that work. So that kind of deep thinking about how do we deliver curriculum in a new way that'll be more engaging for our students and really help them accelerate as they make the transition out of high school and into their post-secondary lives.
Oliver, I'm sure you'll agree with me. school is awesome, and everybody knows that. But how is your experience at Kelsey different from what you experience when you're at South?
Kelsey is a lot more open and hands-on compared to normal school. We're actively doing projects every day, doing three classes a day, English, standard English, digital media, and graphic design. But intertwined between those three subjects, we're actively working on projects, on professional design projects, where we're using those skills.
Do you think this is helping you do what you want to do when you're no longer in school?
Yep, absolutely.
Tell them where you guys were yesterday.
Yesterday, we had a field trip to Pipeworks, a local game design company, which was a super valuable experience for me because I want to become a professional game designer and go into that field. It's really amazing to have experiences like field trips and connections with professionals that is offered at Kelsey.
So if you wanted, do you feel like you could reach out and call somebody there that you met? Or
absolutely. The teachers we have at Kelsey are super helpful in getting in touch with other people and setting up connections to set me and other students up for success and give us the opportunities to succeed in our respective creative fields.
You think that holds true, Andy, for all of the other CTE, career and technical pathway opportunities?
Yeah, there are? I think that's in many ways the intention around career technical education is to give students a competitive advantage as they leave high school and go into the world of work. In particular, in our Kelsey programs, we really focus on trying to specifically identify what would help students be successful in each career pathway. So, for example, in Future Build, our construction program through Kelsey, our students leave with industry-recognized credentials that'll help them get a job. And if they graduate after 2 years of the program, we even send them out with a really fancy tool belt so they got the tools they need to be successful. But in a place like Creative Current, through our research, have found that industry-recognized credentials aren't really going to help a student get a job. What they need there is a network of professionals where they can get their first internships or their first career opportunities. And so in programs like Creative Current, we really emphasize trying to bring a variety of local professionals in to work with our students on their projects, give them feedback about their work, but also to talk to them about what is that pathway, what is that wayfinding to get from high school into that profession, whether it goes through college or it goes through developing your portfolio as an artist. And so we're trying to really design each program around what's going to give those kids that competitive advantage as they take that next step forward.
Oliver, you think they're hitting the mark? Are they doing that for you?
Absolutely. Kelsey has been super helpful for setting me up to succeed once I've graduated.
So there are going to be parents and there are going to be students that are listening to this and they're wondering, they want to hear from you, Oliver. Like, should I think about this? What would you want people to know or take away from our conversation today?
I think Creative Current and Kelsey as a whole is a super valuable experience for any student, even if you're not going into one of those specific career paths. The ability to collaborate and learn those professional skills, help you no matter what you do in the adult world, is just super helpful for any student.
Oliver, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How do you feel like you've changed in the time that you've been in Creative Current? What have you noticed about yourself that has grown or changed through this work?
Throughout the entirety of Creative Current, I've developed a lot. Just the ability to experiment and communicate with other students and to just be involved in such a creative and engaging environment has been super valuable for me. Besides just developing those artistic skills that will help me out with my future career, like graphic design work, video production, and general design skills, I've developed a lot as a leader and as a communicator, and my abilities to collaborate and work with other students has vastly improved. And I feel like I can succeed in whatever I want to do.
What I got to see being in the studio with Oliver was, as he was talking about himself being a leader, just a big smile on your face, and that was genuine. That was awesome. I'm glad I got to be here to see that, and I wanted everybody to know that that was part of the story here that you're listening to. We're about to end, and so I wanted to give you a last minute, Andy, to say, what would you like prospective parents and students to know and think about? How do people find you?
We want all of your students in our programs as soon as possible. We have two programs that are running right now, the Future Build Construction Program and the Creative Current Design Studio that you heard Oliver talk about. Next year, we're really excited to announce that we're launching two new programs, a engineering and manufacturing program that's going to be centered around humanitarian engineering and an educational leadership program that's going to give students the opportunity to intern as teachers in the K-12 classrooms in 4J. We recently launched our website, which you can find on the 4J website, but you also can reach out to me directly through my email, hawk_a@4j.lane.edu. We're happy to answer any of your questions, give tours of our sites. Again, our programs are for 11th and 12th grade students. The last idea that I want to leave with everyone is that I think one of the signatures of the Kelsey programs in particular is that all of our programs are organized around the idea that students will do direct work in our community for trying to serve or solve community problems. So you heard Oliver talk about students in Creative Current doing work for nonprofits. Our Future Build students are building transition shelters and tiny homes for folks who are experiencing houselessness. The projects they're talking about in our humanitarian engineering program are going to be built around designing adaptive technology for young people who are experiencing mobility disabilities and projects like that. And in Power Ed, they're really focused on the question, why do some students succeed in schools and others don't, and how can we make that better? One of the most powerful ideas we have at Kelsey is that we want our young people to really feel what it's like to make an impact in their community. So when they leave, they know that they can do that because they've done it already. They know that they can be change agents in the world that they're going out into because they've had the experience. They know what skills they need to do that. They know how to collaborate to build a community of work to make that happen. And they're empowered through their own action to become the leaders of tomorrow. And that's what we're trying to build.
Going back to the source, we'll stretch it out a little bit. Oliver, does that resonate with you? Do you feel like you've had an impact on your community?
Absolutely. Yes, it's been really empowering to help out my community and to gain experience working by assisting nonprofit organizations and community partners.
Sweet. That's the point. Applied learning is fantastic, but applying learning when you actually have an ability to identify a problem and solve a problem in a place where you live matters that much more.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right on. I wanted to thank both of you again for coming. Been a real pleasure to meet you, Oliver. Nice to see you again, Andy.
Anytime, every
we'll
time.
We'll stop by your shop on Willamette. What's the address there?
1045 Willamette Street. And if you're walking by, peek through the window because you can see the amazing mural that the Creative Current students did. It's about 16 feet tall and 16 feet wide. Can't miss it.
Take it from me. I've been there. It's a beautiful space, and students and teachers have done it all themselves. So really great work. Really great to talk to you. Take care of yourselves.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
This is Andy Dye, superintendent of Eugene School District 4J, and this is Super Insights.